Hi, everyone. Here's a sneak peek of Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie. If you'd like to hear the full episode, please subscribe to us on Patreon.
Come on, bitch, let's go. Come on, get ready, bitches.
Hello, everybody. This is my third and final show guest hosting Dishing Drama, Dana Wilkie, baby. You know, I've had such a blast over this the holiday time hanging with you all. I decided, you know, I needed a very special guest to send you guys out on. And who better than Danifer Wilkland herself? Please welcome Dana Wilkie.
Hi, you guys. Oh my gosh. I couldn't not spend Christmas with you and Casey.
Back to our roots, you know, we used to have our Christmas holiday parties with you guys, so we thought we'd do it again.
Yes, indeed. We must. This is kind of like a homecoming in a way.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, before we get into the Christmas spirit, because I do want to talk about something sort of unusually positive.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to maybe talk about your homecoming. I would imagine maybe your homecoming, you know, there was a pregnancy scare or, you know, something would have happened dramatically at your homecoming dance. But I'd like to hear this positive spin instead.
Okay, so, I am going to talk about very positive things today on the show with you, Casey. I think we'll do some miracles. We'll do some, you know, holiday stuff to get everybody in the mood, because I think this episode comes out on Christmas Eve. So that'll be nice. But before I do, I had to tell you something, because we haven't had a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what happened with Enty? From C-Dan, from Crazy Days and Nights.
I heard that you moved in with him and you guys were seriously dating for a while, but that's the last I heard.
Oh my God. That's going to land so wrong, but I'm going to let you do it.
Yeah, baby. You heard it here first. Dana and Enty, official. It's official. They're together. All of your hopes and dreams have come true.
Oh my God, this is just going to land so badly for you, Casey. Now, let me tell you what's going on, okay?
Okay.
So I found out that Enty actually uses his podcast, allegedly, to reach out to girls and have online and physical relationships with them.
What?
But he's married with two kids. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. And I got sent all of this evidence from one of the girls who, by the way, Enty is suing for stalking, and she's countersuing him, I think, for some similar thing, like saying he's a predator. Yeah. So she's like suing him as a predator and he's suing her as a stalker. But she has sent me all of her receipts and stuff, and I've gone through them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because some of the stuff in here, first of all, he asked these girls, not just Cassandra, who's the girl that says he's a predator, but other girls that have reached out to Cassandra because they found out about her legal action on Enty. Would you believe that? How do I say this? They all get asked out for lunch.
Wait, didn't he ask you out to lunch?
Like 3 times. And you were on with me. We weren't recording. But yeah.
Wait, why didn't I get asked out to lunch?
I don't know. He's not into you, Casey.
Wow, that is devastating. Okay, so, strike one there.
Yeah. But anyway, so I obviously was kind of shocked because you remember he blanked me for a while. Remember?
Yeah.
Like we were recording and collabing a lot and then he blanked me. And I thought it had to do with the Diana Jenkins lawsuit or maybe the fact that he was collabing with Dumois so much and Du and I had a falling out, you know, because
yes,
she would.
Now, really quickly, is blanking a term that I don't know about? Is this a young people term?
Yeah, younger than you, obviously.
Wow. I thought I would have called that ghosting.
Yeah, okay, that's old.
Oh, blanking is new. Okay, wow, good to know. Writing this down.
Yep. So what happened was, I guess he was ghosting, he was ghosting me, but it was because he was focusing all of his attention on this girl, Cassandra, who he had started getting serious with in an online sex relationship, which I guess took his attention off of me because he was like interested in me, I guess. And then he wasn't because he was like, oh, I've got this other girl who's hotter, younger, and I'm getting somewhere on this one. But it was exactly the same. They started like flirting in the summer and Enti started blanking me in October. So that's when her and him got really serious through this online relationship where they were sending like naked pictures of each other and sex stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes. And then he did this crazy thing, which is he went to see her physically and had this relationship with her December, January, February, and March. And they did have a physical relationship during that period, on and off. But his wife, the whole time, was freaking out because she knew he was having an affair. And he said something to the effect of like, oh my God, is he having another affair?
Oh my God.
So like the wife was like, this isn't the only affairs.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so the girl, Cassandra, started getting all these text messages from the wife. This is all part of the legal proceedings too, by the way. So it's not like she's leaking anything secret. It's like she's got them in the legal proceedings. But these DMs from the wife, oh my gosh. Can I tell you some of them?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I haven't ever read them. I know. Let me just read a few of them. Here is what Victoria, who's Enti's wife, wrote to Cassandra. This is December 21st, 2022, text exchange about Enti. First time ever being read publicly. Okay, here we go. December 21st, 2022. You're not the first person he cheated on me with. You won't be the last. Good luck. He will despise you too at some point. He doesn't even care about his own children. Okay, so this is what she's writing about Enti to Cassandra. He's defending you, saying you didn't know that he was married and had kids. He lied to you too. Were you guys doing drugs together in Northern California? Did you give him smudge sticks? He has kids. All I do is look after our kids. Oh, it's a smudge stick. Okay. I think this has been going on since the beginning of November, but I guess it's been much longer. He just lies and lies. I hope it was worth it. The kids are sobbing. I hope your kids have a better Christmas than mine. And then it goes on. I found Polaroid pictures of you. It's fucking weird. He left us today for you. He left us. He pays $51 a month for a Filipino dating site. I mean, I can't even believe she wrote this. Holy fuck, I'm worth more than this, she says. Then on December 22nd, 2022, she writes, did you know he's being sued? I think she's talking about Diana Jenkins. Because we are married, I am too. My quiet mom life is being fucking sued. We might lose our house. He doesn't care. I do. He actually said you were charity. He was buying groceries for single moms who couldn't afford it. I knew it was a lie. I donate money. He doesn't. He doesn't fucking care. Then on December 23rd, 2022, she writes Cassandra this. Please, I need someone to tell me the truth. I'm dying. You're a mom, right? Mom to mom, please tell me the truth. Is he with you? He won't even talk to our kids. I want to fucking die right now. December 24th, 2022, Christmas Eve, for crying out loud. This woman writes Cassandra again. You guys weren't in Mount Shasta. He went to Florida. That's why he didn't bring a souvenir for our kids, because he was never there. I don't understand why he'd bring me a smudging stick, so random for him. So I guess she thought that he was actually in Shasta, in Mount Shasta, and he was actually with Cassandra in Florida. That's where Cassandra's at. So anyway, it goes on. I just found his wedding ring. If he's with you, please tell him not to come home. Oh my God. So he went to see Cassandra in Florida, as you guys know. And I guess he left his wedding ring at home so Cassandra wouldn't see it. And then the wife sends a picture to Cassandra of like a towel and a bunch of like weird stuff on a table or in a garbage can or something. I can't tell. And it says, this is what Enty's wife says. I thought his office towel was to clean up his constant chewing tobacco, but no, he also likes to jerk off into it. His quote office shares a wall with our 8-year-old who heard him. Is this like crazy? Like, kick him out of your damn house, lady.
Okay. This is the wife saying.
We both do that too.
No, I don't.
Yes,
yes,
you do. I've heard it. I've heard it, everybody. You know, sometimes no. With Kim D, you'll do that. Yeah.
No.
Come on.
And then it goes on. That's the towel we got on our family trip to Tahiti, which didn't mean very much to him because I guess it was like thrown in a garbage or drawer or something. And then it goes on, December 26th. Well, at least she skipped Christmas. It's all going to come out anyway. It's inevitable. I just really need to know. And then on December 27, 2022, Auntie's wife continues to Cassandra. He chose not to see any of his 3 kids on Christmas. He can blame me, but what about his son? He'll do the same to you. Now, meanwhile, as a sidebar, Auntie's telling Cassandra that his wife is a drunk and needs to go to rehab. Okay. Then on December 28, 2022, Auntie's wife writes to Cassandra again. Meanwhile, Cassandra is saying nothing in this. Okay, there's no responses from Cassandra. Wife says, December 28, 2022, he chose you over his kids. What a terrible choice to make. Helping Seth Green is such a lie. He doesn't know him. He lies so much. I don't know what brought that up. And then she wrote, he's been very cruel to his kids. He will be cruel to yours, because Cassandra has children. And then the wife says, you are okay that he missed Christmas with his kids? And then she wrote, you guys are planning podcasts about 90s, whatever, while his kids sob for him. You will find out everything is a lie. And then she continues, he doesn't know any celebrities. He just wishes he was one. We don't even live in LA. He was never an entertainment lawyer. He just wants to feel special. He makes up the blinds. He's a grifter. Shit. He uses a P.O. box to make people think he lives in L.A. I could write a fucking book about his lies. He doesn't know any celebrities. Everything he says is a lie. He's done really well with this grift. He knows no one. All he does is lie. He was a good dad, then all of a sudden he wasn't. Now he's being a terrible dad. I don't understand why you don't care. December 29, 2022. I think you deserve each other. Sunday, January 1st. 2023. Happy New Year. No, she doesn't say that. She says, I guess it was August, but it didn't amp up until we got back from our family vacation beginning of October. Then October through end of December were when he went cold, ignoring his kids and being on his computer all the time. So she's trying to guess when Cassandra and Enty's emotional affair begins. And she's actually right, because it does begin, I think, in August. Anyway, or maybe even July. Then it goes on, our youngest is 8 and cries for her dad every single day. She doesn't deserve this. Looking back on things, life was really good before September 2022. Kids were good, no lawsuit. Again, I think that's Diana Jenkins she's talking about. He will leave you for the next interesting person, anyone who distracts him. He needs to be a grown-up and deal with his responsibilities. You don't run away from your kids. They didn't ask to be born. They didn't do anything. I have 2 girls with him. They deserve better. Didn't. And then, I don't know what she means by didn't. Then she says they love him so much. They are not bored with their life and having a suburban midlife crisis and seeking companionship from someone funny in Florida. They just exist because we wanted to have kids and here they are. He missed his birthday, Christmas, and New Year's with his kids, and I despise how people think he hung the moon. He's hurting his kids. He was fine until November. So she's like, I don't know, jumping around here. Then the wife says, then he lost his mind. They deserve better. I have no one to talk to because I'm isolated, but he's not. He has a million friends, but I am alone. Filing for child support. Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Have you heard of Mazzy Star? He hasn't. Fade Into You is classic. He doesn't know it, which is crazy. He literally just got a new wedding ring in November because we lost it in the ocean. I asked him if there was someone else because he was being cold and hiding. He said, of course not. He loves me. He loves his family. It's just the stress of the lawsuit. Oh, wow. See what a different, I mean, this is totally different than what he was saying to me on X or Twitter. Wednesday, January 4th. Do you love him? You don't know him. And then she stops. Are you happy now? Do you know why I have a good relationship with his mom and he doesn't? Like, what? He blew up our lives. Karma is bad. I want to save you from future pain, but this is all I can do. Don't introduce your kids to him. Can you tell me what you did with for his birthday? I just need some closure here. I need that. Anything? Question mark. He called me on his birthday away on spiritual retreat. I cried because I fucking knew something was wrong. It didn't make sense. I found a picture of you. Where were you guys? At your house? My friends and even his mom says he's abusing me. Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And then she says a bunch of ridiculously personal things, which I'm not going to tell you, but it's just like, I mean, she's trying to connect with Cassandra on some sort of basis and find out information, but it's like really dark stuff, very personal, not stuff you would share with anyone. I don't understand why this woman is doing this, and she doesn't even know who Cassandra is. Then it goes on, I was 39 weeks pregnant. Nothing will hurt me more than that, not even this. Then she says, I'm tired of a 54-year-old who's having tantrums, talking about Enty. You deal with it. I'm going to take care of the kids. Friday, January 6th, 2023. She then goes on more of discussion, really unhinged. And she goes on, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's just not appropriate. But it is just so bad. And then she jumps to, what do faithful husbands matter to mothers? He Zoomed tonight with the kids, and the link came from Eastern time zone. So I guess he's at your house. But thanks for encouraging him to talk to his kids. I don't think he would on his own. Do you love him? The kids love him so much. Then it goes Saturday. It doesn't have a date. He doesn't know Jennifer Love Hewitt, just in case you thought he did, laugh out loud. The lawsuit cost us $25,000 so far. I have no idea how much more. You've been around him. You know the... Oh my God, Casey, you're not going to believe this. She says, you know, the halitosis, like Menti's got halitosis. Oh my God. Imagine being in a studio.
Ew, this is so gross.
That's terrible. God. Oh my God. I have to take a minute on that one. And then it goes on. This isn't funny. It's terrible. Okay. Chewing tobacco everywhere he goes. Also, he needs to take his blood pressure medication. Maybe you could tell him it's really important. I guess it's not a big deal in Florida, but it is in California. People don't do that here. He's still fucking lying to me like this very minute. He's fucking lying. Ask him if he can get JLH on his podcast. He can't because he doesn't fucking know her, meaning Jennifer Love Hewitt she's still talking about. Ask him if he can get Seth Green. He can't because he doesn't know him. Just ask questions and you'll find out. He won't answer them, but your gut will tell you. So this goes on, and she's talking about all this really personal stuff. And then she kind of gets angry and she says, he's a terrible father now about Enty. I'm the one who is to deal with them crying every night and asking me why, where is he? And I have to listen to him lie to their faces on Zoom. I have to comfort them. He acts like he did nothing wrong. I fucking hate him for this. My only solace is that I actually own half of his business. Ding, ding. and will absolutely go after every penny I deserve. He won't like that a lot. Too bad. He doesn't like being broke, and he will. I give zero fucks. And oh my God, the dating sites, the Asian fetish, all the fetishes, goodbye to all of it. Never again. I mean, his wife is basically, I mean, the worst testimony of NT I've ever heard. Like, this is not coming from Cassandra. This is coming from the wife. So the wife is just throwing NT under the bus at this point. I think she thinks he's not ever going to come back to her. But he does. And then he leaves again and comes back and leaves again and comes back. And then he's gone for good. And then he hits Cassandra with the stalking lawsuit. But I mean, guy sounds like a real predator. Just saying, based on his wife's testimony, not Cassandra's, that's separate.
Now, have you spoken with him since any of this happened?
I reached out to him and I said, do you want to come on the show and talk about what's going on with the lawsuit? And he said, oh no, I'll never talk about Diana Jenkins' lawsuit. I wouldn't, and I couldn't even if I wanted to. And I said, I'm not talking about Diana Jenkins' lawsuit. You settled that. I'm talking about the stalker lawsuit against Cassandra in Florida that is happening because you allegedly cheated on your wife with this woman and made her think that you loved her so much and were going to leave your wife. And then he never responded.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I said that was really fishy to me because he knows I'm a safe space. So why wouldn't he say to me, you know, Dana, it's not true. That's all made up.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
I'm
trying.
Already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't
right
play
now.
With this
I ain't gonna
shit.
Lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it.
Don't play with it. No. Take that shit serious.
Yeah, if I were him, I wouldn't tell you jack shit either.
No, I swear he should have said that. He knows I would have listened to him for a minute. I wouldn't have just turned on him, you know. So I was like, no response. Come on. It's just too weird, you know? And
yikes.
Allegedly his name is John, by the way. So I think we know who NT is now. John.
Oh my God.
John. Yes. I know.
Wow.
But like,
gosh.
We
were
like,
to send him an email or something.
Yeah, we were lied to by him. So I don't know.
Well, is this definitely confirmed stuff? Or is this...
I mean, all I can tell you is that I've seen the DMs between Cassandra and his wife. I've seen all of this written by the wife. Okay. I've seen a fake divorce page that he sent supposedly to Cassandra to prove he was divorcing his wife. But it was just like one page and it turned out to be false. I found articles when I dug deep about NT saying that he's going to send proof to writers about his credentials back in the early days when he was trying to prove that he like wasn't just some weirdo. And I found these articles said in them that the writers looked up the information that was sent by NT and they couldn't verify any of it. So it looks like he's used fake documents in the past to throw people off the trail. I saw, you know, I've listened to Cassandra's full podcast with her side of the story. I've seen text messages between NT and Cassandra with him professing his undying love to her and asking her to do sexual stuff. I've even heard him send pre-recorded audios that are sexual in nature to her, like a podcast to listen to. I've seen her sending pictures to him of her. And I've seen video of him being served for the lawsuit, and it is the same person that everyone thinks is the John in question. And she knows who he is. So she knows the true identity of Enty.
Hmm.
Yep. I mean, it's a lot of evidence.
Yeah. This is not looking good.
And actually, Enty said to her in text messages, "I love you," and then served her with stocking papers like an hour later.
Wow.
Now she's got, Cassandra girl has three kids, and one is on the spectrum and another one has another disability. So it's like really fucked up to target a young girl who used to be in a dysfunctional relationship with her ex and then has all of this and is doing this all alone, and you target her. Yeah. He does appear to hire women. So he hires them for editing or for services for CDAN. And he uses that as a way to get them money and like get them on board. And then he slowly parlays the relationship into one, I guess, that's sexual. And it first starts out as an online relationship. And then I guess if he thinks you're really hot, he escalates it to a physical relationship. Yeah.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
So no, I'm not dating Enty.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I dodged a bullet. I dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Because he was definitely flirting.
Yeah, for sure.
He was flirting with me, right?
Yeah. And normally I think you're delusional, but like I was there for that one.
Yeah, you were there. You were there when the flirting began. And yeah. I actually really think his plan was to actually get together with me for lunch in LA. And if he liked me, try to pursue a physical relationship with me along with the other girls. And when, you know, since I was before Cassandra, he like was, you know, interested in pursuing that and leaving that opportunity hanging out there with me in case I came to LA. But then when I never came to LA and Cassandra entered the picture, being hot and younger than me and hotter than me, frankly, I think he said, why would I bother with Dana? I have this girl now. Let me focus on her. And that's why he stopped talking to me. I actually don't think it has to do with any of the stuff that I thought. I think it has to do with he wasn't interested in pursuing me as a person anymore. But the wackiest thing is another girl named Jen, who he did a true crime series with, that girl also supposedly was dating Enty and he was paying her. And he allegedly left Jen for Cassandra. So this Whoa. Is like an MO for him. Like he's done this with many women, not just, and like Cassandra thinks he might have been seeing other women, at least online, while he was seeing her and cheating on the wife.
God damn.
Yes, I know. And they're all like people that either are in podcasting or service podcasting. So like if you had been a girl, Casey, he probably would have gone for you. He would have said like, this is how I've seen him, I guess, kind of go for other women that have been brought to Cassandra's attention. They like, he says like, oh, I really need an editor, or I'm really looking for someone who might like fill in a few days or do an extra show with me. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep. So it's so crazy. And I think the only reason he did this stalker lawsuit against Cassandra was because he wanted to tell his wife that she was a predator on the family and him, and that it was like a bullshit romantic relationship and it turned bad, like Fatal Attraction. But this was like a one-off. That's what I think he wants the wife to believe, even though the wife knows of another girl that he's done it with. So he's trying to like appease to her desire not to have the family fall apart.
Right.
Now, do you want me to blow your mind even more?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Can I handle it? Yes.
He ran for Congress.
What?
As a Democrat.
Wait, what? Come on.
I can't. No, I did a full confessional video on this with the receipts, most of them. I didn't share the wife ones on that, but I did share all the others. So I'm not going to repeat that all here. But if any of this speculation is correct, I had to protect women that might come in contact with Enty and or even, you know, the fan base that follows C-Dan, that they know, you know, what they're following, essentially, because I was obsessed with his blinds and his gossip and a huge fan of his. And, you know, geez, it just goes to show you have to be so careful.
And I did want to get this out on all listening platforms. Okay. All right. So now let's start the Christmas show on that.
All right.
If you are liking what you're hearing, please review, rate, and subscribe.
$25,000 sunglasses. It's not like we can't afford it.